are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question... Whoa, I'm choking here on my own gob. Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and we're coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. And we are, you know, I just rewrote my intro, so you have to bear with me here. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests will provide tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Now, that means that you have to listen every single week, because sooner or later we're going to have someone from a profession that you love, 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 or that you thought, that sounds interesting. I wonder if that person's going to give me all the answers. So every single week you have to tune in. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, or listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the channel that says Channel 1. Scroll down, look at the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. And this will take you directly to our archive page, where you can view the list of our past guests. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes and also Stitcher.com. So go there and check it out as well. You just type Question Reality Radio in the search box and you will find out that we're there for you. And you can get our app too. If you are on the LA Talk Radio website, you can download our app right to your Android phone. Albert, is it also available on, I know it's available for Android.
For Apple too.
For Apple as well. Yeah. So you can get it for the Apple phone. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, you have to go to our official website, the official Question Reality website, and that is questionrealityradioshow.com. questionrealityradioshow.com. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I haven't had my usual wild turkey whiskey, my hit of wild turkey, so I'm a little stuttery today. But I wanted to tell you that we are going to be launching, and I told you this a couple weeks ago, we're going to be launching a website which will be a consultation website for actors, people who are moving here from other parts of the world and the country, sort of like a welcome to LA package, where you can learn where the best place is to live, how to supplement your income, doing jobs other than being a waiter or bartender. I'm going to have a list of all kinds of really cool jobs that you can do. Also, the best acting classes to take, the best, what else, Albert? I've got a whole list. Best acting teachers, best headshot photographers. Best, the list for the best casting directors, the casting director workshops, you name it. I'm going to have it all. So stay tuned for that. That's going to happen in a little while, maybe in about a month. Now, I want to tell you, we have some really cool people on the show today. Oh my God. You know, I have two little gorgeous girls here in the studio. And they are Bianca and Taylor Buck, and they are the daughters of Elaine Buck, and I was referred to them by the most beautiful Helen Anzalone, and I'm glad that I brought her up today, because I want to tell you about her. She has a fantastic new app. She created this app. It's a sort of it's a third degree martial, well, Helen, let me just tell you, Helen is a third degree martial arts expert in various defense disciplines. And she created this app. It's called You Can Fight. And it's only $1.99. And this is an app that every woman should get immediately. And this You Can Fight app, it features short, easy videos, lessons that can teach you to defend yourself against 4 common attacks that can happen to women every day. And if you don't know how to physically defend yourself, these attacks, as you know, can be very devastating and possibly fatal. So please take precautions, be proactive, and learn how to defend yourself. I think that this app is a necessity, definitely, if you're a woman, but it couldn't hurt to learn these simple life-saving tips, even if you're a man, because you may not be like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You might be a little man, maybe a little girly man. God bless you. And you need this app to teach you little defense techniques. So trust me, you will feel so much more empowered once you get it and practice these simple, easy steps. So tell your girlfriends, your daughters, your wives, any woman or person that you love and want to help protect about the You Can Fight app. And it is available at the Apple App Store and Google Play for Android phones. And you can go to the website, youcanfightapp.com. Yay! Helen Anzalone. Albert, we got to get some sound effects in here. We got to get like a bell or a whistle, or maybe we get one of those tracks where people are cheering, like some gladiator cheering, right? Every time I say something, I want a gladiator cheer. Okay. All right, let's get that. Let's work on that. He's the computer guy, so he has to find that. Okay, so let's get back to our two little gorgeous girls, Taylor and Bianca Buck. Now, Taylor Buck is 9 years old, and she started acting at the age of 4. I think I was still on a bottle at the age of 4. I don't even know what's going on with these kids these days. Now, she booked her first guest role on ABC's Private Practice. I actually was on that, wasn't I, Albert? I did, yeah. Marty, that's when Marty Elkin got me a little role on that. Oh, yeah. And actually, I never ended up watching it, but I was on that. So she got her first guest role on ABC's Private Practice at the age of 6. And then at the age of 9, she also appeared on CBS's CSI New York, one of my favorite shows. Love that show. As a guest star and worked on a pilot for BET. And her acting career began to blossom. And she started doing commercial work for Nike, Nissan, State Farm, and just a whole bunch of commercials. And the opportunities just kept coming her way. And she's currently, I believe, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe she's currently on a webisode of Black Box TV called Kidnapped. Yeah, okay. And she also models for Gap and Speedo. Now, I got to look that up because Speedo, I thought they were men's underwear. What the heck is Taylor doing with some Speedo underwear? I don't know. We'll have to talk about that. Her website is Taylor, T-A-Y-L-E-R, Buck. I got that so wrong because Taylor is normally spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R. I had to like change that on 5 different papers. So check her out right now, taylorbuck.com. If you're looking for a little child actress, my God, she's cute as a little button. So check her out now. And then her sister is Bianca Buck. Now, isn't that a star name? Bianca Buck. It just rolls off the tongue. Her modeling career began, oh my God, this is making me even more depressed. Her modeling career began at the age of 3. I was definitely still in a diaper and napkins, I think, at 3. What, a diaper and napkins? Diaper in a bottle at 3. Look at her. She's already walking down the runway with Heidi Klum here. What's going on? Oh, my God, kids these days. All right. So her modeling career began at the age of 3 for Florida, in Florida for Disney, H&M, Target, and many other magazines. And then at 6, she's ready to retire. No, I'm just kidding. At 6, as she had the first acting opportunity at Disney. She's also booked many commercials. Among those include Claritin, Kmart, and Ameritrade. And Bianca also does voiceover work for video games and Disney. And she is a passionate young artist. And she loves to act, sing, and dance, and enjoys her acting class. And of course she does, because both of the girls, Taylor and Bianca, are with Helen Anzalone, who is one of the best acting teachers in the business. Absolutely one of the best. So you want to check her out as well. It's her website, helenanzalone.com. Yeah, maybe something like that. Okay. So welcome, girls. Get close to the microphones and say, hey.
Hi. Hey.
They are so precious. Oh, my God. Now, this, I don't even know. I think that your bios could be maybe 4 or 5 paragraphs. So I just had to cut them down a little bit because you girls have been working. Now, let me ask you. Now, normally I have adults on the show, right? So my first question to them is, when you were a child, what did you see yourself doing when you grew up? But I thought, how am I going to ask that as my first question? Because they already are children. So we will have to adjust that question to this. Have both of you, and we'll start always with Bianca and then go to Taylor. Have you always seen yourself as an actress or pursuing a career in entertainment? Or is it something that your parents forced you into? As I look at Elaine, the mom is down there going, no, don't say I did it. Tell me about that. How did you get involved in this industry?
Definitely. I moved here with my parents from Florida, Vero Beach, and I was looking to do modeling because I loved it. I loved what I was doing modeling, but we didn't figure out, like, to do modeling. So I just started taking acting classes, and I loved it. I loved it a lot, and I said, this is what I want to do. So I called up, and we called up a few agencies, and I got in.
Isn't that something? Now, you wanted to start out modeling. You look in the magazines, and you see all the models. Were you interested more in, like, runway or more just modeling for, say, CoverGirl makeup or just clothes in general? You know how there's different types of models. What were you originally interested in?
Well,
now that your dream's been crushed and you're the ripe old age of 12, and what were you interested in originally?
Mostly, I was interested in doing print and magazines because that's what I have been doing. But also, I wanted to try runway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, print. She already knows about print. Yeah. But, you know, you're just so gorgeous. I could see that you could do that now. Is that something that you're pursuing now or that you will be? Or you're like, I've moved on.
I think I will be pursuing it once my acting career takes off a little bit more. Yes, I was doing it, but I kind of took acting a little further.
Now, okay, so you wanted to be a model, and you said, okay, well, let me try acting. Was it your idea, or was it something that your family said, hey, let's get you guys acting?
I think it was my idea. Like, I've always wanted to do it because I like it. It looks cool being on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was my idea to do it. I was like, hey, let's go try this.
Let's do it, Mom. Get the phone out. What about you, Taylor? Why were you interested in acting?
Well, I moved into Florida, like Bianca said, and Bianca started doing acting. So, as always, I'm the little sister, and I want to do everything my big sister does.
Oh, my God. Are we seeing a Venus and Serena Williams thing happening here? Uh-oh. Yeah. So, are you guys from Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I took acting classes with her, and I thought, this is really fun. I want to do this. And I think when I grew up, I still want to do this.
Mm-hmm. She's so advanced. That was like question number 14, but I'm gonna move it on. Okay, so now what, honestly, other than Bianca saying that it looks cool, what honestly interests you in acting? Why do you like it?
Well,
what does it do for you? How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel that, like, I need to be in acting. It's not a thing that I want, but it's my passion, and I really need to do it, or else I won't be.
You'll just die.
Yeah.
I have to do it.
I won't be happy at all.
I won't be happy. I can't live. What about you, Bianca? Do you feel the same way? Are you ready to jump off a building if you can't act? What? How do you feel about
it? Yes, I love acting, and one thing that I do like acting is because with all these different characters that you can play in acting, it's like being in a different person's consciousness. It's like just being in a different person, and it's really, really fun.
Oh, my God. Now, do you understand, and I think you two are very intelligent, so you probably do, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you understand the difference between a hobby and a career at this age? Do you know, sometimes we say, oh, we really like soccer, or we like tennis, or we like going to the mall. But it's like a hobby. It's like something we like now, but we think, well, okay, it's cool now, but maybe when I'm older, I want to do this and I want to do that. Do you think that acting right now is a hobby for both of you, or do you really see it as being a career when you become older? Bianca and then Taylor.
I think it's not a hobby. I love acting, and it's something I really want to do when I'm older as a career. Hobbies, just everyday hobbies that I do.
What are some of your hobbies?
Well, some of my hobbies could include reading, school, because I love school. Yeah.
Well, what about you, Taylor? Do you think this is a hobby, and you'll end up being, say, a brain surgeon when you're, or do you think acting is going to be it for you?
Well, I think going to the mall is a hobby, and I think acting is my thing. I think I'm going to grow up and be an actor and do modeling at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be, good in both sides. I just like acting a lot.
Okay. So both of you love acting, obviously. What would you, for all the children and the parents that are listening, why would you recommend acting to other children? Even if they're not here in L.A. or New York, because there's always little theaters in your town. Why would you recommend it to other children? Is it something that helps you in some way or would help a child in some way? What do you think?
I would definitely recommend it. I think it is so fun. So if you want to do it, you should go. And it's okay to, let's say, want to be an actress, because even if it's so high to yourself, like big dreams, you should go chase it, and it's really fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Why is it fun?
Well, just being like a different person. When you're acting, you're being a different person, and you get to do things that you wouldn't normally do in your real life as a character.
That's true. That is so true. What about you, Taylor?
I would recommend acting because it's really fun, and it will help you in school because of all those auditions you go on, you have to learn new scripts and be different characters. So for school plays and homework and math stuff and reading books to take AR tests, I think that could really help you.
Absolutely. Memorization. Yeah. Perfect. That is a brilliant answer, because think about in school how many tests you have. Oh, my God, you have so many tests. And sometimes they give you a book and you have to go through how many chapters, 1 to 3 chapters a week. I don't know how it is now. I mean, we'd get one book and we'd have the whole semester. But these days, I think they give you two books maybe to read in a semester maybe or more. And it's really good that you pick up those memorization techniques, because it can help you with your studying. That is definitely a reason for sure that you should become an actor. It would help your memorization techniques. Now, do you feel that acting helps children in any ways beside what we just talked about? For example, financially, it helps the family. I think that if you are not born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you love acting, you can help the family financially. You can contribute. You can start your little college fund and help your mom and dad, with the funding. Are there any other ways that you think the children could, how can you give back with acting? Do you think? I think, for example, as children, acting teaches you to be disciplined, where you're not acting crazy and cursing your parents out and doing all kinds of crazy things like wanting to stay out all night and do things you shouldn't because you really have a sense of discipline. Is there anything else you can think of, ways that children, you know, would want to contribute in the household in
well,
the world of acting?
You always have your Coogan account.
Oh! She knows about the Jackie Coogan account. Excellent. Yes. Tell for children who don't know that, tell them what that is.
A Coogan account is when you're working and you get paid, but Coogan account is so you're not allowed to take out your money until you're 18. So it's a separate account where a little percentage of the money that you're earning goes into that account for when you're 18 and older.
Absolutely. And that was started because there were a lot of child actors that would be making millions of dollars. Perfect example, Macaulay Culkin, I think, and Emmanuel Lewis, maybe. Don't quote me on that. But a lot of times they made millions of dollars and their parents or others in the family took much more than they should have and did not spend it wisely. So this was started a long time ago to help children. So a percentage goes into that account for the children when, I don't know if it's 18 or 21. What is it, Elaine? 18? Yeah, so I guess you have access for that. So it's some money to look forward to. Absolutely. That's a very good idea. So, yes, you can help contribute to the family, and a percentage goes in. It'll help your parents pay for college if that's not something that you can do. My God, with the money it costs to go to college these days, oh, my God, you need to have 12 children and put them all to work in the mines just to pay for the college. Okay, so now let me ask you. I don't know. I guess it really depends on how much acting you guys do, how many classes. But do you feel that it interferes maybe if you have school? Because I imagine you guys go to school. And then when you come home, you got to do homework. Do you feel that it interferes in like your social life, like hanging out with your friends or anything? Or do you not go enough that it would?
Well, it doesn't really interfere with me because there's always room for your friends on weekends when you don't have anything that you have to do. And schoolwork, I can just do it on the way to auditions. It's not really a problem for me.
What about you, Taylor?
I don't feel it interferes because I can get my friends' phone numbers until the school year's done, and I can call them and hang out. And also, my teacher, every time we go to acting auditions, he gives us an extra day so we have enough time, which makes it fair so we can finish up the homework.
You mean your teacher in school, your regular school?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that special? Wow, kids, we just heard a scoop. All you have to do is tell your teacher, excuse me, I'm an actor. I need an extra day, okay? Do you not know I'm an actor? I'm an actor. I need an extra day, okay? Not with the Valley accent, preferably, but okay. But thank you for sharing that little tip. Now all the kids are going to be running to their teachers and say, I'm an actor, I need an extra day, whether they're an actor or not. Now let me ask you, what are some of your favorite television shows and what television shows, movies, and why? Starting.
Well, that's tricky. I love lots of cartoons. I love SpongeBob. SpongeBob is my ultimate favorite.
Okay.
I watch a lot of Disney and Nickelodeon because that's where I feel in acting that I tend to go to is more Disney and Nickelodeon stuff. So that's really nice. And I love Austin and Ally and Shake It Up. Those are my favorite.
Okay. What about you, Taylor?
I have a lot of favorite TV shows. I like SpongeBob. And there's an old TV show that's coming back on. I like True Jackson VP.
Mm-hmm.
I like Drake and Josh. I like Regular Show and Adventure Time, and I like all the Disney shows like Shake It Up, Austin and Ally, and Ant Farm. I just love watching them because they make a big influence on acting if you go to auditions for Disney, if you go to auditions for Nickelodeon, for
voiceovers.
Yeah,
you gotta know the shows. Yeah. That's a very good point.
And you have to know, like, the energy.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. If you're a child actor, you probably should watch all of these shows on Disney. And what's that other channel? Nickelodeon, and then I think there's another channel for children, but I can't really think
Cartoon Network.
Thank you. Cartoon Network. Absolutely. I think that if you want to be a child actor, watch those shows, because if you happen to get a call for an audition, you would want to be familiar with the show so that you can know what the ambiance is, what the actual shows are about, and it might help you with the character a little bit. So, that's a great answer. Now let me say, who are some of your favorite actors? Start.
Okay.
Or actor actresses.
Some of my favorite actors include Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is awesome.
Honey, let me just tell you something right now. Now, I think your mother was probably a teenager. I met Johnny Depp, and he kissed my hand, kissed my cheek, and we got to hang out with him at the Tremont Plaza Hotel in Baltimore, Maryland, when he was filming Crybaby. His friend, Ed Coupe, wanted to date my girlfriend, Janet Brown. We were invited to his birthday party and the wrap party for the movie Crybaby, and he is the sweetest, most genuine, sincere guy. When you look at him, he looks directly in your eye. He does not break eye contact whatsoever. And he was so cool. He was wonderful. So I'm so glad you said Johnny Depp. Wonderful. Really nice guy. Yeah. So Johnny Depp, well, give me a bump up on that. Ooh. All right. Who else?
Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. She's really cool. Well, I like some child stars. I like Chyna Ann McClain. A lot of people say I look like her.
I don't know who that is.
She's from a Disney Channel TV show called Ant Farm.
Okay.
Yes, so that pretty much covers it.
Okay, what about you, Taylor? Who do you like?
I like Johnny Depp.
Oh!
Angelina Jolie. Brad Pitt.
Hmm.
I like Tom Kenny. He's a voiceover for SpongeBob.
Okay.
And I like...
There's so many of them. But
so
I'm
many
so glad
to
that,
think of their names.
I'm so glad that you guys didn't say... I guess I did narrow it down to actors, but I was thinking, oh my God, they're going to squeeze Justin Bieber in there. Please, Lord, don't say Justin Bieber. But okay. Yeah, all right. I'm so tired of Justin Bieber. But I think like some of the new actresses out there... gosh, I really don't know. I'm just so old. I just don't know. what has been so far your favorite experience in acting so far? Like you had the most fun on it. It could be a show. It could be a character that you did so far to date. Taylor, that question goes to you too. Do you know right off the top the most fun show or maybe commercial you did? Voiceover. I would say, and I'm going to ask you about this because I saw you, I wrote this down because I was just so impressed. I saw, if you go to Bianca's website, biancabuck.com, check out her reel. I tell you, my mouth was agape because she blew me away. This girl not only is an actress and a gorgeous little model, but her hosting skills, I was so impressed with her. She was doing a little, it's a hosting reel. I don't know what the award show was, but I saw her, you were so natural. And I remember you interviewed Yvette Nicole Brown, who I love, and Tristan Wiles from one of my favorite shows, 90210. And what I love most was when you talked to the guy, Reginald Hudlin, and he asked you if you had ever been nominated for an award, and he said, well, you will be because you're very talented. Do you remember when you hosted that?
I do.
Wasn't that fun?
That was really fun.
Oh, my God. You were so natural. Now, did they give you... You were asking really good questions. Did you come up with those questions, or did someone give you the questions to ask?
Some of them I came up with, and it was part of, like, a workshop. So I did get some of those to, like, prepare myself.
Okay. Oh, it was just brilliant. Wasn't that fun? Isn't hosting fun or interview?
It is fun.
Hmm. Oh, my. What'd you think? You were impressed with that hosting, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was really great.
Yeah, excellent. I tell you, I was just super impressed with that. I mean, do you have any ideas about being a host or an interviewer for like BET or any type of thing like that, maybe when you're older? Or you let the chips fall where they may, huh? Whatever happens,
yeah.
Happens. All right. What about you, Bianca Taylor? What about you? Do you see yourself doing any hosting, or have you?
I have done one hosting event, but I'm pretty sure acting's my thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about doing the hosting thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's for me.
Well, if you're a good actor, you can be a good host. If they offer you enough money, you'll take it. All right. So let's talk about your classes. Now, what acting classes are you taking? Are you just with Helen Anzalone, or do you take multiple classes?
I take several classes. Like, I'm at Helen's every week. I love that class. But there's sometimes our agency comes along and they send us classes, workshops that we have to audition for and stuff. So we just go to those whenever we can.
So both of you have agents?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
What agency are you with?
AEF.
AEF?
Yes.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Okay. And do they call you out regularly, periodically? Would you say that they're doing their jobs?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't have to get the whip out on them, doing their jobs. Now, how did you end up getting an agent? That's a question that a lot of mothers are probably wondering, how you came upon the agent, because a lot of children are actors, but their parents can't seem to secure an agent for them. How did you guys get agents?
That's a long story.
Wow!
Very long.
Yeah, a really long story.
Well, let's see if we can sum it up in one paragraph.
Okay, so basically...
When I was in diapers, it... What? Okay, go ahead.
We had some headshots done, and uh-huh. We just found out who some agencies were, and we passed them around until our very first agency picked them up, and that was Commercial Talent.
Hmm.
So we did mostly commercials with them, and then we got a manager.
Was that in Florida,
yeah,
or here?
That was here.
That was here, okay.
Yeah. And then, so we got a manager, and then we dumped Commercial Talent.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't really working for us.
Yeah.
And yeah, then, the correct way is to say we decided to part ways. We went in a different direction. Dumped. We'll eliminate that. Okay, go ahead. But they're children, people. They don't know that. So okay, so you parted ways with the other company. Mm-hmm.
And we had our manager. And then we went with the new agency.
Okay.
Yeah, they helped us pick up Offspring.
Okay. Now, for mothers that have children that are with talent managers or agencies, what would be a reason for staying with them, and what would be a reason for looking for another other representation?
A good reason to stay with your agency would be if they're sending you out constantly, they're keeping up with you, sending you out, your booking. A reason to part ways with them would be if they're not sending you out and they're not keeping up with you and you're kind of just sitting on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about you? Do you feel the same way, Taylor?
Well, I think you should keep your agency if they send you out on auditions a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're very happy with your agents. And I think a bad reason to, like, part ways with your agent is to, like, when they're not sending you out at all,
mm-hmm,
and you have to sort of crack the whip, tell them, like, that you're not going out at all and that they need to send you out.
Yeah, you can inquire.
Yeah.
You can inquire for sure. That they're absolutely right. You do have to crack the whip on these people. But before, a little tip, before you decide to take on an agent or a manager, you want to always find out how many clients they have, because agencies tend to take on more clients than they can handle. So if you, to start out with in your career, especially with children, you probably if you're in a small town, you're going to be with a boutique agency. You don't want them to have more than 10 clients because then they're not going to give you all of their time and attention. And you really want to choose an agent and manager who is so into you, like really believes you, believes your career, and actively is trying to get you work. So if they're not doing that, move on. All right. So let's talk about now. I wrote all these questions. I'm going to try to get through them. My goodness. I know that being a child actor, you obviously get cast in the typical cutesy-wootsy roles because you two are so adorable. But if you had your choice, what kind of role would you like to portray now and in the future as an adult actor? That's Bianca.
Now I'd like to portray Disney. I love Disney. Nickelodeon.
So you're happy with the cutesy-wootsy guys.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
But in the future, I would love to do some serious movies, big screen movies, like serious roles, action movies, all that typical stuff, but I don't want to stay on one same page.
Right. Do you have a specific genre that you like horror movies, drama, action? Like Angelina Jolie and what is that movie where she was, she was an action hero. You know what I'm talking about, Elaine? She represented women well. She was like a male action hero, and I cannot, if Albert was here, he knows. What is it? Tomb Raider, exactly. Yeah. Ooh, she was just kicking ass and taking names. So absolutely. So something like that, like more action hero kind of thing, or more Halle Berry, like serious roles?
I'd say more like Halle Berry, like drama.
Drama. Okay, what about you, Taylor?
Well, right now, I'd like to portray some Cartoon Network voiceovers. I want to do some Disney, mostly Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network. And in the future, I would love to portray some big movie that goes in the theaters. And I want to portray action movies like Angelina Jolie and like learn how to do stunts.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Now, see, this is something that I was going to bring up. I always suggest to child actors that you need to take as many classes as possible. You should learn sword fighting. You should learn fencing. You should learn karate. You should learn take as many classes as possible, because the more you take, the more skills you can add to your resume. And these are things that they look for in children. And I have a lot of friends who are casting directors, and they say that it is so hard to find children who have martial arts skills, sword fighting, and they need them. They actually need them because of what's trending right now. What's trending are action hero movies, the superpower superhero movies. So they need that. So we're going to have Elaine enroll you guys in some serious classes, right?
Yeah.
So a little tip to children, have your moms enroll you as many classes as possible, for sure. Now, let's ask, do you guys plan to go to college? And if so, are you going to go to a drama school or just a regular four-year?
Well, I would love to go to college, and I would love to go to Harvard.
Oh,
I want to get a business degree, so I have something to fall back on.
That is so great. Absolutely. I recommend that. Oh, my God. Do you agree, Taylor, for sure?
Yeah, as being a little sister, I want to do everything exactly the same
as her. Oh, isn't that sweet? I love that. Yeah, because she's a good role model. She's a good example.
Yeah, and she's really smart. She always gets straight A's in school, so I know following her is the right thing.
Is the way to go.
Yeah,
I can see that. I can see that for sure. Yeah, Harvard, why not? You can do it. One of the things that you have to be aware of, parents, is that if the children want to act and it is something that they want to do, they will have passion for it. They will love it. If it is something you are forcing them to do, it is not going to end well. Not for the child, psychologically at least, or physically, because it can cause a lot of stress and anxiety. But if the child wants to pursue a career, I always suggest that you tell them you need something to fall back on. Now, that's a catch-22 situation, but it really is logical, and it is the best way to go. It's the smart way to go, because although you may think you're the most talented person in the world, it does not mean that the fates are going to be aligned in your direction, so you want to have a career to fall back on. So think about that. College for sure. And it always helps to be smart. People respect you if you've got a degree. I mean, my God, a four-year college degree, you're lucky to get a job. A master's degree, you're lucky to get a job. So it cannot help. Now, most actors feel well-rounded. Actors dabble in many different things. You love voiceovers, do you not? Are you a voiceover? You both do voiceovers?
Yes.
Now, would you recommend doing voiceovers for children who cannot maybe cannot decide, like if they want to go actor or they want to do some voiceover? What are some pluses of being a voiceover actor? We'll start with Bianca.
Pluses for voiceover. Voiceover is great. You get to be in a booth. It's just really, really fun, and you have a little animation character. It's really cool. And you can get characters to look like you. It's really fun.
Yeah, because they draw them to look as close to you as possible. Your voiceover?
Pluses to voiceovers. I think all the people that don't really like acting as much should do some voiceovers, because all those little voices they practice at home, little silly voices, can actually get them a little pilot or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, practice
and
your voices.
On Cartoon Network.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Practice your voices. Try to do, you know, more voices, funny voices, as much, make funny faces in the mirror. Believe me, it'll help you, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Now, as a child actor, besides being, child actors are just such hot commodities for children shows, obviously. What do you feel are your best selling points to producers if they want to take a chance on hiring you? Bianca.
Can you ask that question?
Oh, okay.
Again?
All right, let's start. Okay, what do you feel are your best selling points if there are producers listening and they're thinking about, you know, well, we might want to call her in for an audition? What do you think some of your best selling points are? What would be some reasons for me to hire you? Say I'm holding an audition. I have three girls. All of you are equally talented. What's going to make me choose you?
What's going to make you choose me is that I love acting.
Mm-hmm.
Acting is something that I want to do. It's not like, oh, hey, it's my hobby. Yeah, acting, blah, blah, blah. No, it's something that I love to do. And pick me. Pick me because this is who I am, and the character is me.
You will make the character. What about you, Taylor? Why should I pick you? What's different? I'm going to ask you the next question. What do you bring to the table that may be different than the rest of the child actors?
Well, what I bring to the table is my personality, which makes me me, which I can... If the character is right, I can become that character and still have my personality.
Yeah.
And still do what the, like, still get coached for it, but still have my personality a little bit in it.
Yeah, I see that head moving. Woo! She's got, I see the little diva coming out here. We got a little diva. I love this. Now, you guys both are familiar with branding, right? You know that branding, you have to start, okay, maybe they're not. All right. When your children start out on the acting path, eventually, well, they kind of get branded. That's what you want to do. How do you want my child to be portrayed? The cute little Dakota Fanning, or maybe, what was Macaulay Culkin in that movie, the bad boy?
Home Alone?
Yeah, Home Alone, you know, the funny, quirky character, the girl next door, the terror, you know, the little bitchy girl. You know, what branding are you Elaine, the mom, has the mom told you that you should start working on your branding, or has your agent or any of your representation told you that you need to be branded a certain way, or are you pretty much just doing the cute little kids and you don't have any goals?
Actually, no. We prefer to be everything.
Mm-hmm.
All of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about you, Bianca? So you don't want to be branded like a certain way. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to go for a certain style type of character. Like, you know, when you see headshots, if you see a guy in a leather jacket and he's got like a little scruff, you think, oh, he's a motorcycle guy. That's a brand. It's a look. He wants to go out for parts that are kind of like, you know, the rough guy. Do you want to see yourself as more like the sweet little girl, or do you want to see yourself more like a edgy kind of actress?
I would like to see myself as everything.
Mm-hmm.
So in my headshots, I take different pictures of me looking like, you know,
mm-hmm.
mad and and then me looking happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you guys are you more interested in being character actresses or principal actors?
Principal for me.
And what about you?
I want to be both, but I would rather be a principal.
Okay. Do you guys prefer comedy or drama?
Comedy.
Comedy.
Both comedy. Yay! My cup of tea. Okay, so now what pet peeves? You guys go on auditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the pet peeves you have about going on to auditions? Okay, pet peeves, you may not know what that means. That means what is something that you just wish was different. You may not like it may bother you as a child.
Mm-hmm. Well, mostly the aurora of the building. It's kind of like really dull and gloomy, and everybody minds their own business, and everybody doesn't talk to each other, even if you're friends. And it's kind of weird. It's like, it's not rude, but it's weird that people, they change once you're at an audition. They don't talk to you. It's just weird.
Hmm. What about you?
Well, I don't really have any pet peeves because I don't care what other people do.
Mm-hmm.
I just go in there, do my thing, get out,
mm-hmm.
give it my 110%.
Yeah, because a lot of times you go on auditions and people want to talk to you. You're trying to like memorize your lines and they're like wanting to talk. Well, talk to you. Does that happen with you guys? Like, they want to talk. They should be focusing on their lines, but they want to talk to you. That's a pet peeve of mine. Don't talk to me. Get away from me, you freak show. But they do, so that's a pet peeve of mine. Now, what about when you guys go in, because you're children, and your perspective is going to change when you become an adult. But right now, when you go in and you do the audition, are you scared? Are you excited? Are you both? And what do you think of the big bad casting directors?
Well,
are you intimidated? No?
No, actually, I'm very excited, and sometimes I get a little bit overexcited, so I have to tend to calm myself down. But casting directors, I don't find them intimidating.
Good.
I found them like people.
They're just people. Yeah, that is so good. What about you, Taylor?
I get really exciting and I don't find them intimidated. I find them like friends vibes.
That's
very
good.
If you know people, then,
very good.
Yeah.
But what advice can you give other children so they don't feel scared and intimidated? Because a lot of children say they feel so scared going on auditions.
Well,
what about you, Taylor? Any tips? How can you think of a person as just a friend? Just go in there thinking.
Well, you do need to have some self-confidence.
That is so true.
So you can believe in yourself and you're just like, you don't care. You just believe in yourself. You say, I'm going to go in there and do it. I'm not going to be intimidated by the casting directors. I'm just going to do it.
That is true. That is so true. What about you? Do you have any tips for children?
Smile. Just be yourself. And pretend like it's part of your everyday life and it's not an audition.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That'll help you. That'll help you for sure. Now, what projects are you guys, have you recently worked on, and what's coming up? We'll start with Bianca.
I and my sister, we recently just worked on an episode of Key and Peele, which is airing on September, and it's a TV show on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
And we were guest starring roles, and it's really it was a fun role to play.
So it's coming out in September.
Yes.
We can see you on Key & Peele Comedy Central. And what about you, Taylor?
I'd say the same thing because we were both on it as guest stars. So.
But and what about this? Didn't you guys just recently work on Disney Tasty Time with Zafranc? Is that which
that was
one
me.
Worked? That was you.
Yes.
Okay. And has that already aired?
Yes, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it looks like they are on their way. So we should look for you in September. And Elaine, let's hear from Elaine. What, Elaine, aren't these children wonderful? But talk in that little microphone there. These children are just gorgeous.
They surprise me every day.
Oh, and you must be so proud of them, right?
Beyond.
And what would you say? We got 1 minute, but what would you say to mothers who want to have their children pursue a career in the entertainment industry? What would you tell them?
I think the path is already chosen for your kids. So, you know, don't worry about it. Just go with whatever is in front of you. And
absolutely. If they want to do it, let them try it. You know, don't think that they're going to be ending up with just eating a can of tuna fish and not being able to pay their rent. Because if they're really good and happy, they might become the next Dakota Fanning. So let them do it. Let them try it. Right, Elaine?
I agree.
Oh, well, we want to thank both of you for being on the show. And we will look forward to seeing you guys on... What is it?
Key & Peele.
Key & Peele Comedy Central in September. And you have to let us know. Is there anything else that you guys are going to be on that you can think of?
Oh, yes. I just recently filmed an episode of this new TV show. It hasn't come out yet on Cartoon Network. It's called Clarence.
Oh, yeah. I read that. As a matter of fact, yeah. What type of show is that real quick?
It's a voiceover show.
Oh.
It's for Cartoon Network.
Oh, so you're doing a voiceover for a character.
Yes.
And what's the character's name?
My character's name is Cortland.
Cortland. Okay. When will we... you're going to be a recurring... You're going to be on that, recurring role on that. Oh, that's awesome. Where can we hear that? What Chase... Oh, is that Black Box TV? No. Oh, no. What
it's
is
Cartoon
that?
Network.
Cartoon Network. Oh, okay. And you were on, Black Box TV Kidnapped?
That's me.
Oh, that's you. So you're currently on a webisode.
Yeah.
And we can see that on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Woo! So check little Taylor out in Kidnapped on Black Box TV. I actually just started watching a little bit of it. That guy was cute. The one was driving in the car. All right, people. Well, we thank so much. Bianca and Taylor, and these two are going to be stars. Look out, people. They are going to be on the red carpet soon. I just know it. And if you want to hire two gorgeous little talented actors, my God, go to their websites, BiancaTaylor.com and wait a minute. Bianca Buck. Why am I saying that? BiancaBuck.com and TaylorBuck.com and check them out. And their mother, Elaine, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, the mom is so adorable, too. She's got little cute dreadlocks. Oh, I love it. Thank you guys so much, and we will look forward to seeing you. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye to your fans.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.